The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Fionn Davenport is with me with the ultimate guide to spring break.
Stop Woo! Saying spring break.
Yes.
Woo-hoo. I kind of associate that with like early Beach, noughties Florida. MTV.
Yeah.
You know?
This is none of those things.
Oh, right.
The idea was, is, do you know what it was? Is we've had this week. Now, it's not the first week of really good weather, but like it's been a week of very nice weather. Last week, the cherry blossoms were out.
Beautiful.
It was gorgeous. And I thought, you know, what? Spring in Dublin.
Spring is a beautiful time of year for them because the good weather, it's often beautiful. You get all of those spring blossoms, you're right. And when the weather's bad, you kind of accept it because it's spring. That's Whereas when the same thing happens in the summer, you're really deflated by the bad weather.
Well, April showers lead to May flowers, you know, as they say. Yeah, so you get the longer days. It's a really... I think it's a city, and particularly if you live in Dublin, if you're visiting Dublin, it's one of those things. I try to pick a few things that maybe you mightn't think of or maybe you might take for granted, but are well worth considering given the warmer, longer day, warmer weather, longer days.
Okay, so let's assume you've got warm weather and a longer day. So the weather is good. I want to do something slightly outdoorsy.
You want to do something outdoorsy, but here's the thing, right? Did you know that there is a good range of museums in Dublin that have outdoor gardens or really nice spaces that you can enjoy?
You know, I was in one recently, and I suspect you're going to mention it, and I didn't realise how beautiful the garden was. The Chester Beatty in Dublin Castle.
Unbelievable.
Never been in there, and I was only in there by accident. I had an hour to fill. I was wandering around, and so, I just walked into it.
So the Dublin Garden, that's kind of fronts it.
Yeah.
But they also have a rooftop garden.
Oh, didn't know that. Didn't have time to make it up there. I had to get back.
So, and then the Silk Road Cafe downstairs is really lovely. But yeah, it's lovely for a little bit of a picnic. They host Qigong classes, if you're that way inclined.
What's the Qigong?
Qigong. Qigong is that it's like
tortoise. Slow karate.
Slow karate. Exactly. Yeah. I was going to go like karate in slow-mo.
Okay. Like, yeah.
That one.
It's radio for you and people can't see that.
Sorry. A good visual gag works all. But the thing is that like it's good, it's encouraging breathing and meditation. Anyway, look, but it's a lovely space to explore. And the museum itself, listen, the Chester Beatty is to me one of Europe's best museums, bar none. The Museum of Literature Ireland, which is in Newman House on Stephen's Green.
Okay.
Which is the old university for UCD, where James Joyce, so it has the garden at the back and it still has the tree where James Joyce was photographed after he got his degree in 18, whatever it was. Mm. So it's a nice ash tree and like think of stone benches, really old trees, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And then obviously, look, an obvious one is over in the Royal Hospital in Kilmainham. The museum, the art museum itself is great, but the grounds are maybe even better.
Yeah, never
like
been
both
there.
The formal gardens and then the wild gardens beyond where they host like all the concerts and things.
Yeah, never been there.
But you've never been there?
No.
In all your years of working in Dublin?
Yeah, but I lived in Glasnevin and I worked here in the middle of town. What would I be doing over in Kilmainham?
It's one of the more beautiful spots in Dublin.
Yeah, no, really? Never been there. I'll have to go.
Walks. What about the coast? Go for a walk along the coast. So obviously the Hoathcliff Walk now of a weekend, like, you know, you'd be working through the crowds. But look, it's a classic one and particularly beautiful in spring. It's got bright yellow gorse, purple heather all in bloom. You can go for a sea swim in Ballscadden Bay. Are you a sea swimmer?
No, not really. No. Well, that's not. I'm not one of these people who's appalled at the prospect of it. If I was staying in Hoth for a weekend at this time of year, I might jump in the sea. But the sea is a bit far removed from Kilkenny to warrant sea swimming.
So one of the nice things to do is you can go for a dip and then you can get coffee at Bodega.
Ballscadden Bay is the little beach just past the pier, basically. Yes. It's close to the village,
Yeah, and then, look, on the south side, Dalkey, look, there's... Climb the Cat's Ladder to Killiney Hill. That's a lovely walk. Again, on a lovely day.
Okay,
it's really lovely. And the view from the obelisk is absolutely superb. And particularly now, today, tomorrow, hopefully into the weekend, you just got like these clear views, right? And you get that sense of why Killiney, it's all Sorrento Bay. Because it's to the Georgian people, it was reminiscent of the Bay of Sorrento, which is why you have Vico Road and all those Italian names up around Killiney Hill.
Yeah. That's what it looks like when you stand up there. It is beautiful from up there.
Gorgeous.
I have been there.
Now, here's the thing, right? What about a walk with more purpose? So like I'm going to name two. Hoth Foraging.
Oh, yeah.
They run these guided walks about edible plants and fungi. So they're nice. And then on the south side, Wild Food Events. wild food events. They do stuff in Killiney. So this one more is focused on like learning how to make like wild syrups, teas or botanicals for cocktails.
Oh yeah, that'd be a bit of fun as well, wouldn't it?
That's what I'm saying. Exactly that. Treat it as something. Geez, you know, I never thought I'd do something like that. Why not?
Yeah, exactly. Let's do it once. Enjoy it. What about festivals? Are there many
festivals
obviously,
look, I mean, spring starts, kicks off at St. Patrick's, obviously. But like, so right now it's one Dublin, one book throughout the month. The May has got the International Literature Festival Dublin. Now, actually, a little plug. I'm interviewing, a couple of authors.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Anyone famous?
Colin Butfield, who worked with David Attenborough for a long, long time.
Oh, lovely. That'll be interesting.
Yeah, so... So that's going to take over Merrion Square. And as I said, live interviews, workshops, there's yoga on the lawn. I won't be partaking, but literary walking tours. And
you'll be doing your slow karate.
Huh?
You'll be doing your slow karate
exactly.
elsewhere.
Breathe.
Not into that yoga stuff, lads.
Yeah, just slow karate for me. Also as well, as, and I didn't know this until I researched it, but the Dublin Dance Festival is on in May. And it's like contemporary classical dance performances to some of the theatres like the Abbey, etc. and the Bord Gáis. Cherry blossom season, I mentioned. Now, is it over? I think it might be.
Yeah, well, our cherry blossoms now, they're still in bloom, but
Herbert Park.
A lot of the bloom has hit the ground.
Yeah, so what's it called? Is it the hamami or it's called the Japanese art of viewing cherry blossoms is called.
Okay.
Of course it does. Everything has a name.
Yeah.
And it's a very specific thing. And so, but one of the nicest, so you get them like Phoenix Park, Trinity College, like even the garden just in front of Marsh's Library, just behind St. Patrick's. Mm. It has two cherry blossom trees that are beautiful in bloom, like up against the wall. But Herbert Park has the most cherry blossom trees in Dublin.
Yeah.
And the pathways are like just become pink and white. And
yeah,
it's beautiful.
Lovely. Yeah.
Go for a bike ride. Weather's out. I'm walking around like I didn't even bring a coat into town.
Amazing. You're a risk taker, Fionn.
That's me.
I say that about
Kieran,
you all the time.
I want to live fast, die young. That's me.
And well, when you say bike around, do you mean like on Dublin bikes or actually rent a bike or do a bike tour?
Either one. Here's the thing, right? This is a really nice, the Clontarf Promenade, right?
Yeah.
3K, right along the water, beautiful views over Dublin Bay, cross a wooden bridge onto Bull Island.
Yes.
Okay? And then listen, you need a break then. You've cycled whatever it is from whatever distance, 6K. Yeah. What you need is a coffee and a toastie from Happy Out.
Lovely.
But you strike me as someone who's like, that would be boring for you.
A little bit.
Tiknock. You want to go up to Tiknock and really take on.
And do the mountain bike.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Is that good? I've done it further down, south into the Wicklow Mountains. It's around Juice.
I've done it twice. Where I've gone and you can rent the bikes from the provider there, right? So I've rented the mountain bike and it's all like the shocks and all the rest. And honest to God, I thought, geez, I'm a real daredevil. And I'm going like a tortoise speed. But to me, I'm like ripping down these like things.
If someone passes you out.
Some 12-year-old kid on a bike just comes by. Like,
it's like those little French kids when you go skiing.
It's exactly like that.
Yeah,
yes,
it is. Yeah.
It's exactly like that. I'm like, oh, I'm not going fast at all.
I was you, Fionn. But it's still great fun. Don't matter, even if I went slow like you and I still had a ball. Brilliant.
Yeah. Obviously, it's not. Look, it's going to rain at some point in the spring. So
yes, okay.
I'm going to name some indoor craft and culture options. Okay, so Dublin Pottery Painting Studio, just coming up to Stony Patter. You can do your own mug, bowl, etc. But it's really social. If you walk by, there's loads of young people hanging out. Change Clothes, which is on Thomas Street. They do these clothes swap and these hands-on workshops in darning and felting.
Yeah,
again. It's very much a generation, like millennial kind of Gen Z type community atmosphere. It's really, really nice. And then in Fumbly Stables, not far from there, they do like breathwork, printmaking, movement therapy, all kinds of different workshops. And that's something for me, is just that like, that's what I meant when I said, like, there's so much going on in Dublin that A, I don't know, or B, that I might take for granted.
What about food markets? I know as long as we've been a bugbear of yours, we don't have a big food kind of place.
St. Anne's Park on Saturday, Herbert Park on Sunday, Bushy Park all on Saturday, Mespel Road on Thursdays,
which
is for office workers and people like that. And then the famous one, which is Temple Bar on Saturday. But like the one, St. Anne's Park Market is the biggest, I think it's the biggest farmer's market in Dublin.
That I've been there. That's around the stables.
In the Red Stables.
The Red Stables. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, absolutely, it's really, really good. Yeah, I mentioned really nice. Sea swimming, didn't I?
You did. You asked whether I was a sea swimmer.
Get your dry robes. That's when spring happens. Dry robes.
Dry robe season. Look, it is firmly dry robe season.
Spring in Dublin, it's one of those things you think, oh, what am I going to do in the city? And there's loads to do in the good weather.
Yeah, lots and lots of great advice there, as always, from Fionn Davenport, who will be back at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.